Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is this bulletin board material from Hannah McNair?
I don't know, but I love it.
I know you do.
I am here for every second of this right here.
Is this
right
bulletin
here.
Board material?
I ain't heard it yet.
From Hannah. Hannah was on In the Loop earlier today.
Spicy.
She did. And this one, I think this is going to get played in Nashville. I think this is going to get played in Knoxville, Memphis, all over. Chattanooga, all over Tennessee. I think this is going to get played. This is going to get some run. In their conversation within the loop, talking about some of the rivals, the Titans, the potential rivalry there. Here was Hannah McNair discussing that.
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so
schedule?
Funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who
exactly.
started it wearing it against us? And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA mm-hmm. was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but mm-hmm. also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay,
She went.
I mean, who's salty here?
You know,
rivalry is good
here.
For the league.
It's here,
switch.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. For
and
yeah.
the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves right now. Is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh, so
it's
wow.
not a rivalry yet. Okay,
oh, wow.
So we got to go.
That's
we
how you do
go.
It.
Let's
right
go.
Right
okay, there you go. Look at Cal. That ain't. That
ain't. Cal's like, here's the hot sauce.
Here she goes again. Here she goes again.
I want to beat all our AFC South friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Twice, each one of them.
Friends and neighbors.
Let's go, Hannah.
The Hannah, hey, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, can that be considered bulletin board material?
I love
from
it.
Hannah McNair, is that considered bulletin board material?
Fake-ass Oilers up in Nashville.
Oh, here he goes. There it is.
I love it.
Don't let Hannah get you in trouble.
No, get him in trouble. Look at him. They're going to have signs and stuff for her.
Let's go.
When they go to Nashville. I might want to go.
I don't know if it's got legs to get all the way to bulletin board.
You don't think so?
I think your original point is without a doubt. Like, if that's not already being played in Nashville, then they need to check into their producers. Tyler, you need to do a little a producer class or something.
Tyler, I'm surprised Tyler had sent it to every single producer that's because he wants them to know it.
That's that would be gold to stir up that fan base without a doubt. I mean, so I don't know if it makes it to because we're not in if we were in season, yes, but being so far out of season,
you don't
I don't
think
know.
That'll be something that keeps coming up.
Yeah, I don't know that you got to be if you're a coach and it's gonna be you're gonna find bulletin board material. Boy, if you got to look all the way back to April 23rd from Hannah, that'd be tough.
She said
I bet you it's damn sure going to be all over
first.
Radio. Yeah.
She said they got to beat us first. Cal said, I'd like to beat all of our our neighbors.
Friends and neighbors.
Our friends and neighbors. That's not a thing, is it? Is that a rivalry right now? Like, it's never up to the point where
Texans-Titans?
Yeah, it's never up to the point where I want it to be. I just don't feel like there's enough hatred, sports hatred.
And it might be that thing. Way.
They tried to push it up when Mike Vrabel walked out there with that stupid-ass hat that he didn't believe in himself. They tried to move it up, and now she said in the interview, there was a lot of... A little shade and trash talk when she was out there.
You know, it's hard for me in today's world, the way people act. It's hard to, because used to, if it was a rival, like, that's when the petty stuff came out. Now the petty stuff comes out anyway. Like, she talked about the PA announcer at the game.
That's what she was like, saying.
I don't think that guy just all of a sudden decided, because it was the Texans, that he was going to get petty. Like, I'm sure he's petty like that with a good chunk of the NFL that comes through there. You know, that's just the world we live in of everybody trying to get attention. But boy, if you look, I've said this before. I think the most hated team outside of Houston, if you're a Houston fan, is the Cowboys. I know there's been moments where it was Indy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's been moments where it was Tennessee. I don't know if there's a real legit rival, though.
They're certainly trying to push this thing.
Yeah.
They're trying to push this thing, and Hannah seems to be here for it. I'm here for it. I think, Hannah, you should say more.
Dude. That's what I'm talking about, yes.
More. Yeah, say a little bit more. Dude, look, let's see if we can get her. And look at Landry going to pull it out of her, isn't he? He going, come on, you're a bit ready for that thing. So, yeah, a little someone text line said, yes, absolutely, definitely, that is bulletin board material for Hannah. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. I don't know how much the...
Well, even if it is. They have a lettuce.
Certainly not for players. It may be for fans.
Yeah, I'm just going to be... Yeah, maybe fans and radio. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to be honest with you. If I were on the opposing team and my head coach needed to bring in something Hannah said from April, I'd be like, hey, bro, you're really... You're reaching here, man.
You know this is, though, like the whole this shade of blue returning to H-Town thing... Like that, I mean, to a degree, that there's truth to that drive in the ownership of the Titans crazy. And if it starts at the top, a legit rivalry and some bad blood there at the top, I feel like that's going to naturally trickle down
there
into the locker
room. There is absolutely bad blood and rivalry there at top. If you talk about, like, there is no doubt about it. I can't speak for the Titans side of things because I don't know them. I have never been around them. But there is no doubt about it that there is – more enjoyment, a different level of enjoyment when you beat the Titans from the owners of the Texans.
Yeah, listen.
And there's definitely some hate about the colors of the uniform and all the pushback is petty from the Titans, from the Adams family.
I would offer my services of mediating a sit down filmed between Amy Adams and Hannah McNair. I would offer my services.
That's pay-per-view worthy right there, my friend.
I would offer my services for Hannah and Amy to sit down. And maybe let's hash it out. Let's hash it out.
God, that would be gold.
That'd be an interesting sit down.
Can you imagine the daggers Hannah would be just staring into that woman? Just from the jump, I bet she would just be glaring.
I got Hannah. I bet she's ready. I'm not talking about putting hands on them. I'm just talking about a straight up like debate conversation. I bet she'll have him in the ground. She'll channel old Skip Bayless and just try to run her right down into the ground right there. I would love to mediate it. I would love to offer my hat in the ring.
More Montgomery County roots gonna come out on Hannah now. Better be careful. Be careful, boy.
Montgomery County.
You're going to take it way back on y'all's ass.
Take it ready.
T-Mail, that's the NFL for you.
It is. I knew you were gonna jump all over that. She said his name. I knew you were going to jump all over.
Oh, today she did?
She did take time out of her interview to turn around and give me a little shout out.
Oh, you were here already.
Yeah. Me and Hannah are tight.
Did you get a picture?
Mm-mm. I let the In the Loop guys have their moment in the sun. They had the interview today.
You didn't want to jump in.
You want to wait in the hallway and get you a picture?
Well, there were a lot of folks taking pictures. No, I was good.
Oh, was it really?
I was trying to convince Hannah, honestly, for the most part, when I was talking to her in the hallway, I was trying to convince Hannah McNair to join me in getting some ink this evening.
Oh, you thought it'd be
you thought you'd get tatted up with her? That makes sense.
Said she's never gotten a tattoo. I said, Hannah, now's the time. If there's ever a time, now's the time, ma'am. So we'll see.
Now that would be national news if Hannah sat down and got a tattoo tonight somewhere.
That'd be awesome. Come on, Hannah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.